The year is just 2 months old. Already, catastrophe in Argentina as a scorching heat wave sparks raging wildfires. Deadly landslides devastate Brazil's historic mountain town of Petrópolis. Events like this, together with ongoing droughts, floods and superstorms, are the new climate normal. And it's only going to get worse unless something is done fast. So says a harrowing climate report that lays out how civilization has accelerated the decline of nature at the expense of humanity and ecosystems. And that adaptation is urgently required, especially in the global south.
This is about building our resilience, being prepared for worse things to come. You know, how can we stop and limit the impacts of climate change that are happening now and will happen further in the future? And so investment in adaptation is sorely needed.
In Glasgow last year, world leaders vowed to scale back on the use of fossil fuels. But in fact, the complete opposite has happened. Emissions are soaring as global demand for energy has increased, with economies bouncing back from the effects of the pandemic. Oil and gas prices have spiraled. Despite promises, banks are investing heavily, particularly in coal.
If we move out of polluting fossil fuels such as coal, oil and gas and into clean renewable energy sources such as wind and solar, we will cut emissions and limit the global temperature rises. And as I said, that gives chance for adaptation measures to work.
With the world rightly focused on the crisis in Ukraine, this latest climate report emphasises global warming is a fundamental long-term threat that cannot be ignored. But the science shows it can be stopped in its tracks if humanity cuts emissions to zero. Time, though, is running out. Nick Clark, Al Jazeera.